We've been hearing a lot about the job market improving somewhat, but there are still many people who are unemployed or underemployed. So I thought I would talk about informational interviews today. When I worked in the corporate world, the majority of my jobs came through inside sources who either knew someone who worked at the company or worked there themselves. Good economy or bad, the best way to find those inside sources is through informational interviews. Look at your contacts and see if there is someone who works for a company you are interested in or who does work you're interested in. Email them and state you are interested in learning about his or her field or company and ask if he or she would be willing to meet with you for coffee for 30 minutes to share their insights. Avoid saying you're looking for a job. Most people know you are looking for a job, but you don't want them to feel like they need to hire you. That usually keeps them from wanting to meet with you. If they are willing to meet, offer a few dates and times that you are available and let them tell you what works for them. Then determine a meeting place that is convenient to the interviewee. Be sure to confirm the meeting the day or morning before the appointment. It's important to do your research before the meeting, especially if you don't know the person well. Look at their work history on LinkedIn. Find out if they list any hobbies or volunteer activities. Read the news on their company website. Maybe their company just launched a new product or won an award. These are all things that you can ask them about, making it easier to form a connection. The day of the meeting, arrive early at the location so that you can secure a table and offer to purchase their drink when they arrive. Most of the meeting will be you asking them questions. Start the meeting by thanking your interviewee and state that you will only take 30 minutes of their time. Reiterate that you are exploring options and that you are interested in learning more about their company and what they do. Then, ask them questions, such as what an average week is like for them, how they got to where they are, what they like about their company. Keep the interview focused on them, not on you. Show true interest and curiosity in the person and their career. Avoid asking the interviewee to review your resume. That's a transparent gimmick to get them to consider you as a candidate. If they're interested in knowing more about your background and work history, they will ask. About 20 minutes into the meeting, ask your contact if he or she can think of anyone else in the same field, assuming that's a field you want to pursue, or who has a similar job that they would be willing to refer you to. Hopefully, they will have some names they share with you. Always clarify with them if it's okay to say that they referred you to this person. Keep track of the time and wrap the meeting up as you near 30 minutes. Thank them for the meeting and referrals and ask if you may stay in touch. Be sure you get their business card so you can follow up. Do not give them your resume unless they ask for it. After the meeting, send them a handwritten note, not an email, again, thanking them for their time and the contacts. Be sure to follow up with the referrals they gave you to set up informational interviews. Then, stay in touch with your original contact and let him or her know how things are going for you. I love giving informational interviews and have even become friends with a couple of people I met with. One later helped me when I was in transition. Done right, informational interviews can be a win-win for everyone. I wish you much luck in your job hunting. For KSER, this is Arden Kleiss.